Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Spruce up your home this Easter with our exciting sale on curtains and bedding. Pop in store today.
0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Carrick on Shannon. Okay, you know, if you keep that for Croke Park on Saturday, you're going to need it, I hear. I'm here with the end. Yeah. Leitrim are in Croke Park on Saturday.
Correct.
Hoping to go from Division 1 to Division 1 end.
No, we're already gone from Division 4 to Division 3.
Ooh!
Yeah, and just to let you know that Roscommon came from Division 1 to Division 2 on the same day.
Oh, Roscommon, okay. It's such a long time since the 34,851 people living in Leitrim have been in Croke Park. Just a few little guidelines.
This is like
TripAdvisor for you, right, Enda? When you go up on Saturday, it's Sackville Street is now called O'Connell Street, okay?
And they're still fighting on it.
They're still fighting on it, yeah. Nelson's Pillars is gone. And it's the Spike, right? Cleary's, since you were last been in Dublin, the Leitrim people for Croke Park, Cleary's have closed. Oh, reopened, Jesus. Shut down again, and now they're reopened again as a Cleary's Quarter.
Wow. Okay. What does that mean?
25%. The 75% will be open in about 4 years' time. The trams are gone.
Oh, Jesus.
But the trams are back.
Oh.
Yeah, okay.
That's confusing. They
got rid of the trams at a cost of 200 million in 1959, and then they built the Lewis at a cost of 2.2 billion in 2008. That's Ireland for you. But the trams are there. You'll be happy. Now, there is still a sale in Terrilly and Slacks in Guineys and North Air Street. Yeah,
How would they
look fantastic on you. Fantastic on you. Okay, and the next time, as I say, the last time Leitrim were in Croke Park, we had the trams, we had Sackville Street, we had Nessus Pillar. No. The next time Leitrim would be in Croke Park, please God, we'd have a metro. Please God.
Next year.
Okay, you're looking. What are the chances on Saturday?
Chances are 100%. We already beat Laois. We're playing Laois. There's only eight teams in the country in Croke Park this weekend, and Leitrim and Dublin are two of them. And where do you get better than that?
And will everyone in Laois, 34,851 in Leitrim,
everybody's going up.
Okay, I just want to make an announcement.
People from the neighbouring counties look after the cattle and the sheep.
I heard there's a bus leaving the Spa Hotel in Lucan or somewhere. It's still there. Okay. For all the burglars everywhere, Leitrim will be empty on Saturday. Leitrim will be empty. Doc, give me a gag. Doc, you should be up at the mic. Come on. We're moving.
Well, it's great to be here. Thank you. Everybody happy? There's a man walking down the street one day with a dog on a lead, and the fellow says, "Where are you going with the dog?" He said, "I'm bringing him to the vet. I'm going to have him put down." And he said, "Is he mad?" "He's not too pleased." Now, I'm so old. Honest to God, I know I'm getting old. I'm so old. When I was born, the Dead Sea was only six. Now, somebody said to me one day, you know, who said marriage is 50-50, right? I can't believe that. Whoever said marriage is 50-50 doesn't know anything about fractions.
Mike Hanrahan and Eleanor Shanley, I'm going to Jackson.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. We're going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back. Well, go on down to Jackson, go ahead and wreck your head. Go play your hand, your big talking man, and make a big fool of yourself. We go to Jackson, go comb your hair.
Go to Stonewall Jackson,
see if I care.
When I breeze into that city, people gonna stoop and bow. All them women gonna make me teach them what they don't know how. I'm going to Jackson, turn it loose in my coat. Yeah, I'm going to Jackson.
Goodbye was all she wrote. Oh, they laugh at you in Jackson.
I'll be dancing on a pony keg. They'll lead you around like a scalded hound with your tail tucked between your legs. You go to Jackson, yeah, big talking man. I see you in Jackson behind my J-Pan fan.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout. We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. We're going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't never coming back.
We got married in a fever, hotter than a pepper sprout.
We've been talking about Jackson ever since the fire went out. We're going to Jackson, and that's a fact. Yeah, we're going to Jackson, ain't ever coming back. Yeah, we're going to Letra, ain't never coming back.
Mike Hanrahan and Eleanor Shanley, we're here in the Landmark Hotel. What's your own name? Come over to me, Patricia.
Patricia Connolly.
And Patricia, you are marking a retirement.
Yes, I retired in October.
And you've written a song about it.
Well, I kind of adapted a song, yeah.
So you were very happy to retire, were you? Or is it a sad song?
No. It's just a reflection and a joke, really.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you're in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the song called?
Take This Job and Shove It.
Mother of God. Mother of God. Did Ryan Tuberty write that?
No.
Take this job and shove it. I might learn the lines myself. Are you ready, Patricia?
Yeah.
Do you want, Doc, have you got your mandolin there?
Yeah.
Have you?
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. The taxman's gone and taken all the reason that I was working for. Don't try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it.
No, don't clap.
I ain't working.
I want to hear every word.
So
I want to learn every word. Go on.
I've Take been job working in this job for nearly 40 years. Lots of people come and go, some of them in tears.
Bye.
My friends, they say I'm crazy. My husband hasn't a clue. But I can make up my own mind. I gotta do what I gotta do. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. But the taxman's taken all the reason that I was working for. Don't try to stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
That's Patricia, come back to me. You don't think you're getting away with that crime. Patricia Connolly from Manor Hamilton. There is, as people know, everyone got a goodie bag. I died to say this for years. And I realised my accent was from the wrong part of the city. There's a goodie bag under your chair. And there's one for everyone in the... Oh, I say it better than Paddy Keelty, don't I? Excuse me. There's a voucher for Lidl. Lidl, every Lidl helps. And in every goodie bag down there... There is another voucher for Lidl as well, for an Easter egg, for Easter. And there's loads of RT merchandise. You know, pens. Yeah, Kevin Backwards is not better. He's the one who threw in the flip-flops. Where is Seamus O'Rourke? Seamus, where are you? Seamus.
I'm here.
Seamus. Oh, there you are. Leitrim Man of the Year, 1918.
Welcome to Leitrim. Thank you for coming. You just caught us on our way up from Division 4. I'm sure you know that only for Leitrim there would just be more Roscommon. We don't say much in Leitrim, but what we say will probably be about the shortage of Spam and sandwich spread. We're as inoffensive as a razor blade on a mouse's diddy. Don't take us for granted as we enjoy all forms of humiliation. Leitrim is overflowing with rivers and lakes and wet bottoms. and we have 44 black wheelie bins that we put out on a Wednesday. Recycling in Leitrim is only a rumour. Even with grant aid, we can't seem to get global warming off the ground. We have electricity and the phone and 14 barrels of tenants left over from the 1990 World Cup. Religion is rife. We all want to know what heaven could top this. Our economy is strong. Everyone has money in the post office. The average age in Leitrim is 73, and everyone has their own teeth. Somewhere close by. Contraception is free for those with a pension book and a current TV license. The internet is available as a pay-as-you-go contract for anyone registered to RIP.ie. The Leitrim Observer is your local newspaper and comes out every Thursday with a supplement containing reading glasses and two packets of custard creams. We have 5 cattle marts, 4 theatres and 17 grow houses where cannabis and exotic mushrooms are germinated and distributed among the disillusioned and the hard of hearing. Make yourself at home in any of our derelict buildings. We accept all major credit cards and promise to return them within 9 working days. Short lengths of bale and twine are no longer accepted as payment for sex, drugs or chocolate Swiss roll. If you have any dietary requirements, it's a loss about you. We eat all kinds of meat in Leitrim and wear wife fronts, so get over it. We have the longest coastline of any inland county in Ireland. We have never lost an All-Ireland final hurling or football. We have 4 defibrillators, 17 chippers, and a long extension lead to charge your electric scooter or heart monitor. Hill walking is popular, but only if you have a small tractor. If you see a 35-year-old male or female on the road, approach with caution. They have become unattached to their parents for a very good reason. Large gatherings in community halls can ignite. Bingo is still a contact sport, or it could be a meeting of the burlesque gardening club. Also, social dancing is no longer an offence, but is still highly dangerous. Beware of Leitrim sheep, especially the ones with bags under their eyes and a fag hanging out of their mouth. This is the Northwest. Experience the joy of rural negativity. Learn the art of pessimism from a Leitrim farmer. Or take one of our weekend courses in apathy, laughing for no reason or just plain scratching your head. Maybe you could delve into the pits of despair by becoming a poet or a practicing horticulturalist. Leitrim has no tolerance for optimistic strangers. High spirits will not be tolerated. Free travel is available for those who want to go somewhere else, but everyone here has a white caddy van. Don't mind the Sitka spruce. We love the dark and the doom and the gloom and the consistency of having no hope. We are the most unpopulated county in Ireland. We will always be the most exclusive bunch of lunatics in Crow Park. Why not go somewhere else? Because Leitrim is just too good to share.
Ah. And now, we have a very special guest. A very special guest to introduce a very special guest, Katie. Katie.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's not often we have the pleasure of introducing an American icon, a singer, an actress. So please put your hands together and pray she can pull this off all the way from California. I give you, and please take her, Cher.
Look at that. Oh, my God.
If I could turn back time, if I could move my face, I wouldn't have bothered with Botox. I'm a disgrace. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I can't move my eyelids. I got my bits moved from place to place. The cheeks of my ass I now wear on my face. I didn't really want to change me. I didn't want to see me sag. I know I'm just a lie, but baby, if I could turn back time, If I could move my mouth, I'd give you a big smile. Then you'd love me, like you used to do. If I could turn back, I've had so many lifts, I've staring eyes. I've only one expression, always look surprised. So many tucks, my belly is hard and lean. But it's so tight, baby, it's like a trampoline. Too sad to tell you that I'm sorry. Too many fillers in my lip. God bless that plastic surgeon. But baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I wouldn't have bothered with Botox on my face. If I could move my mouth, I'd give you a big smile. Then you'd love me, like you used to do. If I could turn back time. Woo! Thank you so much.
Well done, sure.
It's lovely to be here. Lovely to be here in little old Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got deep roots here, though I tried to keep them dyed. Actually, I have to be upfront with you lovely people here today. Actually, I'm not Cher. I know I had you fooled there, didn't I, honey? Is that laughter or fear on your face? That man is drooling. Yeah, actually, I'm a Cher impersonator. Yeah, my name is Chantella, and I'm from Tala. I had you fooled there, hadn't I? Yeah, I'm the spitting imager, aren't I? The spit of her. Look like I'm after eating her, actually, missus, don't I? Anyway, I had a very sad upbringing. No, it was sadder than that. My mother was a wagon. Oh, she was. A 101. Wait, and I tell you, you're not going to believe it. You all right there, big boy? Me mother was a wagon in a travelling show, duetting for a flagging for a fella called Joe. Joe was me da and a right disgrace, living in the bookies, but couldn't pick a winner in a one-horse race. Chancers, hooks and thieves, we hear from the people of the town, they call us chancers, hooks and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay the money down. Oh yeah. I met a fella who was a travelling man. He got me into trouble in his high ace van. He had travelling hands, as I feared. He was a bit of a magician, 'cause every time I looked, the fecker disappeared. Chancers, hooks and thieves, we hear it from the people of the town. They call us chancers, hooks and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay the money down. I wasn't into schooling, but he taught me well with a smooth traveling style. 3 months later, I'm a wagon in trouble, and I haven't seen the fecker for a while. Oh no, haven't seen him for a while. Oh no. Me mother was a wagon in a traveling show, duetting for a flagging for a fella called Joe. Joe was me da and a right disgrace. Image of music, living in the bookies, but couldn't pick a winner in a one-horse race. She's very good, isn't she? Chancers, hooks and thieves, we hear from the people of the town. They call us chancers, hooks and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay the money down. What are you laughing at? Me mother was a wagon in a traveling show. I don't know what you're laughing at. She's yours.
Cher. Cher. And we'd be taking up. We'd be We'll be taking up a Cher collection later on. Robert De Niro, what do you think of that? What do you think of Cher?
I thought it was very good. You know, it's great. You know, they got some talent there in California.
Al Pacino, what did you think of Cher?
I thought it was very good, Joe. We got to do Al Pacino later on, though. We got to wait till later on.
Okay, Joe Pesci, what do you think of...
What do you think? I thought it was great. What else do you want me to say, Joe? What do you want me to say?
Katie...
We did Katie Taylor. We're not doing it, okay? We did Katie Taylor.
Katie Taylor, introduce the ad break.
We're just going into the ad break now, so see you after the break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And we're here in Carrickashan and we're here in the Landmark Hotel. Noel Castlin.
Yes, Joe.
And where are you from, Noel?
Strokestown originally, living in Tarmanbarry.
Strokestown isn't in Leitrim.
No, it's not. Yeah. You know your geography.
Oh, big up I do. And how long have you been living in Tarmanbarry?
3 years.
Oh, 3 years. I got you took your time. And would you like to introduce a family to me here?
This is my grandchild, Aoife.
Yeah.
My son-in-law, Doug.
There's Doug, yeah.
Rosha and Oren.
And Doug, what do you do? Don't tell me you're a gardener with a name like Doug. Do you get it? What do you do, Doug?
I just look after my granddad.
Oh, God, I'm going to tell you. I don't envy you, Doug. I don't. Two Easter eggs for Doug, please. And what's your name?
Rosha.
I love your hat. You know what's written on your hat? RTE. Have you a little joke for Joe? Tell us, Rosha.
What does a cow do when in the morning?
What does a cow do in the morning?
Go to the movie.
Ooh! That's Rosha. Where's Sponge? Do you like SpongeBob? SpongeBob SquarePants. Where's SpongeBob? What do you think of that?
Hello, Joe. It's great to be here.
And what do you think of Roche's joke?
Well, I thought it was one of the best jokes I've ever heard in my entire life. I absolutely loved it. And Patrick did too.
The family are going to... Noel, you're bringing them. You're going to the Zip It... Forest Adventures, Ireland's first lecture, high ropes and zip lining courses, and you're going over the Easter break. You can swing, climb, and zip line from the treats. Steady, Noel. Now, come here. I know you have a pair of lycra on under those jeans. I know you have. You can swing, climb, switch from the treetops to front chant. That's it. Zip it, Forest Adventures, for the Castlin family. Okay, where's that father? Okay, what's your name?
Peter Dagnan.
Okay, and what do you do, Peter?
Well, I could tell you a short monologue.
Now, what do you do in real life, just for tax purposes?
Well, I'm a cleaner and a farmer.
Okay. What do you do, clean farms?
Well, if they want them done, but usually I do house cleaning and that sort of thing.
Man. And is one of them a part-time job? Which is your full-time job? Farming, surely.
Well, this what I'm going to do now isn't my full-time job, Anna, but farming... I'd say is my full-time job.
Okay, good man. And the many do you have? What do your farmers say?
Well, I have Suckton cows. Calves and that sort of thing.
Okay. And you've written a little ditty, have you, Peter?
I didn't know, but I just to tell it from time to time.
Okay, well, so the time is here and the time is now.
Okay, Joe.
And the time is right. And remember, the clocks are going forward on Sunday. You know what that means? 1 hour less of rain over the weekend. Are you ready, Peter?
I'm ready.
Okay, take the mic.
I'll tell you this one. Two little farmers who lived not far from Derry. They had a little Shirley cow. They called her Mary Jane. Now hay was scarce and money too, and their pockets was threadbare. And Mary Jane, she had to go to Ballyconnell Fair. The morning of the fair arrived, a terrible fog and mist. It rolled across the hills of Donjo. You couldn't see your fist. Says Pat to Mick, you lead the way, and I'll bring up the rear, and they put Mary Jane in the middle, and the three of them headed off for Ballyconnell Fair. At Goobin's Cross, now Mary Jane, she played a terrible trick. She slipped up to a side road, unknownst to Pat and Mick. She ate a feed of Duffy's hay, and she licked the ultra bear while Pat and Mick continued walking to Ballyconnell Fair. They hit the green at 8:30. It was the breaking of daylight. The fog had lifted all at once. the herder's hoof in sight. Says Pat to Mick, "Where's Mary Jane? I can't see her anywhere." "Oh, you fool," says Mick to Pat, "it was me. You walked to Ballyconnell Fair." The two men are dead, God rest their souls, and still the story's told around the fires of Derry Inn. It's enjoyed by young and old. And still the tourists dazzle me as they turn around and stare. Was it Pat drove Mick or Mick drove Pat to Ballyconnell Fair? Thank you for listening.
Well, Peter Doignan, you're going to the award-winning Tullfara House and Golfers. Do you play golf?
Well, I do part-time.
You
now.
Do now.
Okay.
You do now. It's in Blessington. It's a hidden gem.
Okay, thank you.
I hope you find it, because two fabulous restaurants, 18-hole golf course, driving range, and an academy, Peter, and TullfarasHouseHotel.com.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Sure.
You're very welcome. Okay. Where's, as you know, turbulent times. Where's Simon Harris? Simon, come up to us just for a sec before I introduce your deputy. How are you, Simon? How are you?
I'm feeling probably the greatest I've ever felt in my life.
Yeah.
It's just been a whirlwind of a week. But yeah, I feel great. Yeah. I really do.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something, Joe.
Go on, tell us something, Simon.
You ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah.
Heather Humphreys. Heather, how are you?
I'm well. Joe.
You were forced out of traps.
I was.
Yeah. And I stood to you. You got the big job.
Aye.
You got rid of Simon Coveney.
Aye,
and
indeed.
You're now deputy leader. And yeah. It's very good. How things move along so quickly. Do you think people have almost forgotten about the previous Taoiseach? What's it?
Well, Leo, right, I just barely remember him. I for one, haven't forgotten. Not forgiven him either, Joe, for burying me in that hole of a social welfare department. Anyways, that's all about to change now, Joe. You're looking at Mr. Duffy now with the new deputy leader of Fine Gael.
Oh, well done, Harry,
And with the help of God, you're soon to be tarnished.
Ah! Were you surprised at the suddenness?
Sure, of course I was. Sure, he's the only one I ever remember that didn't have to be dragged kicking and screaming out of the Taoiseach's office. Do any of yous here remember a voluntary exit from the Taoiseach's office? Anyone? You're doing your arse. See, you can still see the marks of Enda and Bertie's fingernails on the windowsill from the time they were dragging them out.
And what were you saying to me earlier? Leo was gutting and filleting. Gutting and filleting. Whereabouts?
Joe, just give me a second there now, will you? After doing a bit of a leap of faith there, Joe, hang on a second, will you get myself sorted out? I was saying that Leo was going for a job in Europe.
Oh, is he? Okay.
He went for a job in Ireland there. He was down to the last two, Joe.
Tell us, what was the job?
Driving for Apache Pizzas.
And why didn't he get it?
Well, his knowledge of the north side of the city left him down badly, Joe. Never over there in his life, he said, you know. But anyway, Joe, there's speculation now that he's looking for a job in Europe. And I gave him a copy of an advertisement
of a
job based in Europe. It's kind of a roving portfolio.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, it's a Spanish.
What type of portfolio?
Yeah, roving, roving. Yeah, yeah, it's a Spanish.
Well, what did the portfolio go and do?
Joe, can I tell you about the bleeding job? He's, you know, at the moment, the Spanish trawler fleet is currently recruiting for gutters and filleters.
Yeah, okay. Spanish trawler fleet? Why them?
Well, it's a highly dangerous job. Gutting and filleting, Joe, you know, and then he'd be on them big factory ships now, you know. That
the Spanish ones?
The great
Port Mariner.
The great advantage of the job, Joe, is that he'll be able to come home every night to Mass. Nearly every night, anyways, you know.
Because it's a Spanish trawler, and they are. Well, Heather, come on, say it straight. Say it straight.
I'll tell you straight. Yeah. I won't use any language, even though as a son of a fisherman, I'm inclined to try a bit of it. But anyways, these feckers spend most of their time fishing a couple of hundred yards off Dollymount Strand. So he'd be able to come home most nights.
Simon Harris, what do you think of Heather's contribution?
I think her contribution is great. And with Heather, I can tell you one thing, Joe.
What?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Bertie Ahern, what advice would you give to Simon Harris?
Well, I think I think it's not going to be easy for Leo, for starters. But I'm asking him not to fall into the trap that I fell into, going around the house in my dressing gown till the time to go to Fagin's. Or worstest of all, watching reruns of Judge Judy or Jerry Springer. I know that he'll have withdrawal symptoms, but look at it. If you're missing turning into Mary Lou and Pierce Doherty every Tuesday, you can always get onto Conor McGregor and take up mixed martial arts. Sure, it's nearly the same thing as Taoiseach's question time.
And Kenny,
less blood in the carpet.
And Kenny, what advice would you give to Simon Harris? How are you, Simon? How are you getting on? Come on, how are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm feeling great, Joe. I really
That's
am.
Good. Yeah.
I watched the Marvel movie there the other day, the
Did
superhero
you?
Ones, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what I said to my wife at the end of the movie?
What'd you say?
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Go ahead, Enda Kenny. Enda Kenny, what advice would you give?
Well, I just want to say to Leo, this is straight out. There is life after Taoiseach. It's called still life.
Michael Noonan, what's your advice?
There's only one difference now between myself and Leo, apart from the haircut. You know, I stepped down after a disastrous election result. You know, it looks like Leo is stepping down before a disastrous election result. Fine Gael now, Joe, would remind you of an old crocked up jalopy, you know, and an old Morris Minor on her last legs. He's burning oil, vital engine parts falling off. Clouds of black smoke belching out of the exhaust. You know, changing jockeys now won't change the result, Joe. You know, the ship is heading for the rocks. The floodgates are opening now and the rats are deserting the sinking ship. And, Joe, if I think of any more mixed metaphors, I'll give you a shout.
Guys. Paddy O'Callaghan. Paddy O'Callaghan takes his show, The Celebration of the Stories of Eamon Kelly, on the road. His next stop is the Glen Theatre in Bantyre in County Cork on Saturday the 20th of April. Sharon Mannion has a message for the GAA Women of Ireland. Sharon.
Thank you, Joe. This is a party political broadcast on behalf of the GAA Women of Ireland. The GAA Women of Ireland are tired of watching successive governments make a balls of everything. Especially since we spend most of our weekends watching our senior club teams do the exact same thing. With a general election undoubtedly looming, it's time for the GAA Women of Ireland to step in and put our skills to good use. Skills like taking charge of committee meetings full of middle-aged, red-faced gombeans who are too busy tearing lumps out of each other to notice we're already at item 10 on the agenda. A skill that will no doubt come in handy whenever Matty McGrath gets going. Operating a strong fiscal policy, thanks to our years of experience with the club lotto. And if you're listening to this, Mrs. O'Higgins, you'll get your 250 quid. That money was just resting in our account. Our health policy, which involves spraying magic spray on broken limbs and saying things like, "Will you go on away up out of this, you're grand?" We promise more success when it comes to referendums, because when we ask a question, we make sure we get the answer we want first time around. We have a clear green agenda. We walk everywhere, we cover the kids' school lunches in discarded Supermax wrappers, and we've been using the same socks and jerseys since the 80s. And anyone who thinks we wouldn't be able to handle a rowdy doll and a couple of Healy Rays has never seen us tog out the Junior B football team after they went out for a rake of pints the night before the county final. Our track record is exemplary, and the future is bright under our leadership. After all, we single-handedly turned Paul Mescal into a ride when we put him in a pair of O'Neill's football shorts, offering hope for cultures everywhere that their big fat thighs might one day bag them an Oscar nomination and an American wife. The GAA Mothers of Ireland, we'll always have a hang sandwich waiting for you and a clean pair of jocks. Woo!
Woo! Mike and Eleanor are getting back up. Doc, three gags.
Just you know, we are going to see a doctor nowadays. So a man rang the doctor one day and said, "I want to get to see the doctor. I need to see the doctor today." Always said there's a 2-week waiting list, Joe. 2 weeks.
Fortnite.
So 2 weeks later, he came back in to see the doctor. And the doctor said, "You should have seen me sooner." I saw a headstone in the graveyard, right? And it said, on the headstone, it said, "The doctor will see you now." There was a woman one time with her friend in the pub having a pint, and she said, "I heard your husband's in hospital, you know." See, what happened to him? Said he swallowed a Brillo pad.
Swallowed a bill of pie.
And how is he? As he said, he'll scrape through.
Bye, Conor and Eleanor Shanley, hard times.
Okay, I've told Joe Duffy that Leitrim people are the best singers in Ireland, if not the world. So you have to join in with us. Don't let me down. Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears, for we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Seek mirth and beauty and music bright and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis a song, a sigh. There's a pale, silent maiden who toils her life away with a worn heart whose better days are old. Though her voice should be merry, 'tis sighing all the day. Oh, hard times come again no more. 'Tis us. Sing it. Is wafted across the troubled way. 'Tis a wail that is heard along the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured beside a lonely grave. Oh, hard times come again no more. Come on. 'Tis a song, a sigh.
Eleanor and Mike, who have we got here?
Paul and Liz.
Liz and Paul. And today's a very special day, Paul.
It's our wedding anniversary, yeah.
Ah. And what many years are you married?
37 years, yeah.
Wow.
The 28th of March.
Oh, yeah. And is it actually today? It is.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Because that, you know, go ahead. You're not changing your mind now.
No, in our day, I had to ask the father... father-in-law's permission.
Oh, okay.
And
Are you serious?
I think he knew it was coming.
Yeah, because he said what?
Because I just said, can I have permission to marry your daughter?
Yeah, and he said?
With a bit of a shock, he says to me, I'm going to give you two things, he says, as the dowry. One is a cow.
Yeah.
And the other one is a plot of land.
Good lad.
I'm still waiting for the plot of land.
I must be the cow.
No, don't be saying that. You look gorgeous. I should remember the 28th of March, because the 28th of March, Paul, 1995, my three children were born. It's their birthday. They're 29 today. It's just like... And thank God they're all spread around the world. I don't have to bite a man. It's just like, as I tell you, it's 3:29. It's just like having one 87-year-old in the house. That's what it's fine. And I should say, happy birthday. Tomorrow, Syl Fox is 91. Yay. 91. Say a big hello to the great, wonderful, legendary Dickie Rock. Dickie Rock, who's going through his health challenges as brilliantly as he ever did. We love you, Dickie, you don't we? We love you, Dickie! Molly, how are you keeping, Molly?
Not so bad, thank
you. Do you want to break the news? What's happening tomorrow, Good Friday?
The kissing of the cross.
Oh, God. Mother of God. Okay. And it's your birthday.
Yeah, please God.
Please God. And you want to tell me any more about your birthday? Like, well it kind of helps if you... Where are you from?
I'm from Mohun, County Leith. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I know, never mind that letter.
You took your time there, Molly. I tell you, you're going to make a mountain out of a molehill. You get it? Where was that married couple? Sorry, are you still married, Paul? That's great. That's you're going to the Clayton Hotel in Ballsbridge. One nice stay for two for breakfast and three course dinner. And it's a recipe for a happy marriage. You're going on a Monday. He's going on a Wednesday. And before we're going into the break, I mentioned people whose birthday. We should also remember the wonderful Frank Toomey. It was part of Funny Friday for many, many years. You all knew him as Bosco. He was a great, great companion, a great comedian, a great writer, and a great, great friend. God rest you, Frank Toomey. We'll be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
We are here in the Landmark Hotel in County Leitrim. County Leitrim will take the world stage on Saturday when they go to Croke Park. Every man, woman, child, dog, suckling calf, suckling cow, dairy, they're all heading to Dublin, and they'll meet Concepta O'Reilly because she's from Rutland Street School, which is just around the corner from Croke Park. Concepta, how are you? How are you keeping?
I am on holidays.
Oh, great.
Yeah, but I do have to wear the outfit.
I see that. I see, and it suits you.
I get free, I don't get any homework for the week, so it's like a barter account.
Okay.
So will I get going, Joe?
Yeah, do give up your, tell the little sermon for the week that's in it, yeah.
The senior scribes of the land had heard the news that Leo the leader was to make a big announcement on the steps of the temple, so they legged it down in time to hear Leo give his farewell speech. And some of them thought it was going to be something more exciting. But anyway, they were there now. And Leo was surrounded by some of his faithful disciples who put on their saddest faces possible. These sad faces last seen when they heard the Dáil Bar would be closing early on Wednesdays. And the two Simons were at the back looking on. Simon, the higher educator, was forcing the tears out while all the time going over his acceptance speech, which he would use if all went well. And Leo, the leader, had only been over to the far-off land of America to celebrate St. Patrick and all with their leader, Biden, and he gave Biden a gorgeous bowl of shamrock, and Biden didn't know whether to wear it or eat it or smoke it. And in the end, he gave it to his bodyguard to have it destroyed. So now the holy trinity of leaders will have to regroup Michal, Eamon and Simon, who helped carry Leo's bags out to the car. Now, isn't Eamon the Green going mad on the old cycling lanes? They're everywhere. And Eamon was holding a big meeting or a rally. Do you see what I did there, Joe? Rally. Yeah. Anyway, to announce another cycle lane, and all the cyclists gathered and cried out, "We cannot get down the streets and onto the promised land of Fairview Clontarf," where there was the cycle lane of all cycle lanes, due to the traffic. And so Eamon stood up and wrapped his scarf around his neck and raised his bicycle pump over his head. And lo, the traffic parted like Moses parting the Red Sea. And the two cyclists hurried through, passing buses, cars, lorries and red lights, ringing their bells, if they had any, in glory. And Eamon de Green proclaimed there would be more cycle lanes, north and south. There'd be one long cycle lane just going up, and one even longer coming down, and one more going nowhere just for show. That's from Peddler on the Spoof. And wasn't there one little boy called Willie who came up to Eamon on his little bike, and God bless him, wasn't he on stabilisers? And he cried out to Eamon, "Eamon, oh Eamon, free me from these stabilisers so I too can join the cycling hordes." And Eamon touched the little boy's head with his puncture repair kit and told Willie to throw away his stabilisers, as his fate had cured his wobbliness. And so little Willie threw away his stabilisers and was last seen winding his way west along Wellington Roads. And so the people then rejoiced when at last the leaders in the temple in the north of the land decided to get back to work after a shocking long time. And so the grass was cut, the windows were cleaned, and the place hoovered from top to bottom, and the new leaders were elected, First Minister and Deputy First Minister, Michelle and Emma, both kind of joint leaders. It was like two teams finishing top of the league on the same points and having to be separated on goal difference. In this case, Michelle winning, having scored less own goals than Emma. Anyway, they seem happy now. Love and peace and a happy Easter.
Yes. Okay. Let's hear a few jokes. Doc, tell us a few jokes quick and I'll go to the audience for a joke. Doc.
Yeah, there's a man, one time he was found not guilty of robbing a bank, you see. And he said, "You're not found not guilty, you can go." He said, "Does that mean I can keep the money?"
Number two.
By the way, Joe, I still believe in the Easter, you know, the Easter Bunny. Do you believe in the Easter Bunny, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
I still believe in the Tooth Fairy. Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy? Yeah. I still believe Leitrim will win on Saturday. Do you believe that?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I cannot believe Simon Harris is going to be Taoiseach.
Joe Biden, what do you think of that? Joe Biden, what do you think of Simon Harris's Taoiseach?
What part of the White House is this? It's great to be here in Carrick and Shore. Mayo for the Liam McCarthy.
What's your own name?
My name is Kieran Cullen.
Full details, please.
I'm a writer, a poet, and I tell stories. I have a story about a friend of mine who joined the army, the defense forces, and he was signed up for the UN to go abroad. And when he signed up, he was committed to it. But he fell in love in the meantime, and he couldn't backpedal out of this, so he didn't know what he was going to do. So he came up with a plan. He knew when if he was gone, there was someone else going to head off at this young lady. So he came up with a plan. On the rifle range, he missed the target completely, and the sergeant major said, "That's very bad. That's not your style." He says, "You always had a good shot. Does that mean I won't be going out foreign, sir?" Yeah. "Well, not exactly. You'll be going out foreign, all right. It just means you won't be coming back."
Very good. There's a voucher for you, Kieran. I had a friend of mine in the army. He was a chef. He's the only one the Irish army trained to kill. Where's Pat Toby? Where's Pat? Where's Pat from Ballyhadrine? Is he here? Pat, come over to me. Are you the same? Were you on the programme last week? Yeah, well, stay there. You were brutal. Come over to me. Come over to me quick. Will you run? Will you run? Will you practice chasing the shoplifters? Come on, run. Kieran, there's a voucher from Pat Toby, who's standing in front of you there. Gorgeous, handsome man. Voucher for Toby Spire. Is it Toby or Toby?
Toby Spire and Top Oil, Ballyhadrine, yeah.
That's what I said. Do you want to give your...
Ballyhadrine County Mayo.
Okay, do you want to give your air code while you're at it for Jesus? Come on. PR, yeah. Okay, well, there's a voucher for 250 quid.
Thanks for that.
It's very dangerous.
Thanks very much. Thanks very much. Thanks very much.
Yeah, very good, very good.
It's seldom I meet the callers in the flesh.
Well, Joe, it's a pleasure to meet you. Yeah. You spoke to my dad about 30 years ago. You interviewed him at Ballyhadrine outside Durkin's.
Okay, about what?
Yeah. God only knows. Maybe Mew and Roscommon.
And how is he now?
My dad is deceased.
Ah, God. Yeah. Okay. I didn't. Yeah, okay. Was it after? Shortly after I left?
No.
Did I board a poor
not
man?
Not at all. No. Look, you're a fantastic journalist and commentator, and it's a pleasure. Kind. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and a pleasure to meet you.
And I really appreciate your contribution on the program because it generated a lot of calls and a lot of relevance to shoplifting and what various small retailers go through. That's Pat Towie. Where's Seamus O'Rourke? God bless you, Pat. Seamus O'Rourke.
The non-stick frying pan. The Ninja zero-stick non-stick frying pan has become the bane of my life. It popped up on Instagram during COVID when I was feeling very low in myself and having negative thoughts towards piss miters and certain kinds of wasps. It was a very persuasive advertisement that came up on the phone demonstrating the whatever the hell is in this pan and nothing sticks to it. I bought it, thought it was great value at €374, and it was. If I had left it in the press, along with the Crombie air fryer and the Deluxe Delish sandwich toaster, and not to mention my favourite implement in the kitchen, the woe-begotten electric knife. But I didn't leave it in the press because there was no room in the press. Dimpna, the wife, was after buying a trailer load of Tupperware for the leftovers, and us that never has anything left over. But she's got that uppity in herself. Since we managed to get the mortgage paid off, she thinks we should no longer keep the leftovers, that we don't have leftover in the leftover soup and ice cream tubs. Dimpna makes it hard to love her, and she's always doing yoga and mindfulness and closing her eyes and thinking about the planet. Luckily, I have myself trained into the new induction hob and non-stick frying pan. Dimpna has no interest in it because she's recently become a vegan, and her nearly 60. And she's already gluten intolerant, and I thought that would be enough for her, but no. Anything to cause a fuss when we go out dining on the town, but I'd rather stay at home and get the most out of this non-stick frying pan. I have the arse reddened on it most days out from Good Friday and Temperance Sunday. And now, one of the main principles when using the Ninja zero stick, non-stick frying pan is to make sure you have a dependable lubricant. It is essential in the preparation of any tasty meal to gently grease the pan with an oversized knob of Irish butter. And you could eat almost anything if you fried it in butter. Even Linda McCartney's Wellingtons would taste good if sizzled for a second on a non-stick frying pan smothered in this delicious, rich Irish dairy produce. I have become so addicted to this porn star of a kitchen utensil that I have very little time for exercise, with the result that I am starting to see buggages of fat where I never had buggages of fat before. Some scientists are saying that I could take my foot off the accelerator when it comes to horsing into the mountains of sausages and liver that I have in the morning, and the rack of lamb cutlets that I have for me dinner, and the small selection of streaky bacon I pile into a sandwich for the evening tea. But the alternative to turning off the pan and the extractor fan is listening to the blessed vegan Dimpna reciting the complexities of her life on dried cardboard, carbohydrates and other planet-saving activities. And she's no non-stick insect herself and all the intolerant behaviour. I have recently received a letter inviting me to send off a stool or the wipe of a stool for a bowel screening examination. It is my wish that when I get the all clear, I can let down the tailboard altogether and get stuck into the non-stick juggernaut of a frying machine. And even if it takes me to the brink of obesity, I know Lent will soon be over and I can go back to eating sweets.
Get up. And now to introduce the outbreak, Donald Trump.
You know, Joe, I just want to say we had Biden up here, and it really is, it's no contest. I am the more able opponent, I really am. Joe, he got the name of the hotel wrong.
Yeah.
He got the name of the town wrong.
Yeah.
It really is disrespectful to everyone here in the Clayton Hotel in Carrickmacross.
We'll be back after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Okay, welcome back. By the way, Seamus O'Rourke is currently starring in The Empty Nest, which I've seen in the Viking Theatre in Glontarf, by Oisín Flores Sweeney. And who's your co-star? Your co-star?
The wonderful Joan Sheehy.
Exactly. Why didn't she get him? The wonderful Joan Sheehy, the two of them, it's a two-hander. He's in the Lime Tree in Limerick tonight. Don't miss it. Tomorrow night, do miss it. I know he's full. And then he's in the Glen Theatre in Bantir, County Cork. Not right, Paddy? On Easter Saturday. And remember, Paddy O'Callaghan is in the in Bantir in a few weeks as well. Who'll come over into away from the speakers? Quickly, come into me. Okay, introduce Morgan Freeman. Morgan Freeman, introduce our next act.
The word legend is used too much in show business, so I will only use it once. So now today, we have a true legend in our midst. Hopefully, you will see the legend when the mist clears. Ah, yes, the legend you'll never be able to keep up with. Please welcome Mr. Tom the Legend Jones.
Ooh.
Ha! Ha! Well, I'm all you ever want, and I got a lot to flaunt, and I ain't fooling, no. There's a woman at my feet, she has swallowed her false teeth from all the drooling, yeah. Whoa. She's my lady, whoa, 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 she's my lady. Talking about this little lady, though I think she's half blind. Now she's quite a sassy dame, dancing in her simmer frame, she's really frantic. She won't ever act her age, throws her knickers in the stage and they're gigantic. Whoa. She is crazy, whoa, 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 she is crazy. Talking about this crazy lady, and this lady is mine. All right, baby, it's for you, sweetheart. The old hometown looks akip as I crawl out of a skip. How I got there, I don't know, 'cause I'm hungover. Down the road I look, and there runs Nellie. She's got three chins and 17 bellies. It's sad to see the green, green grass of home. Then the kids run to meet me, and Nellie's locked as she tries to beat me. Oh, it's sad to see the green, green grass of home. Oh, yeah. And when I look at those 10 snotty kids crying, well, I'm fairly sure that not all of them are mine. And I realize, now, I'm not dreaming. More of a bleeding nightmare, you know what I mean? If I could win a few bob, on Saturday's lotto, or do the right thing and get completely blotto. I bleed and hate the green grass at home, which reminds me, should have cut the bleeding grass. Nellie says that I'm her fella, though I'd rather have a dose of salmonella. I can't escape the green grass of home.
Yeah, Rogers. What's your own name, sir?
David.
David, and your second name is Whelan, and it says you haven't been in Carrick in
43 years.
Why? What is were you run out or what?
Well, no, I've been in London, you know.
Okay. And what do you do in London?
I just do admin.
Okay. Yeah. And have you a connection with Carrick and Shannon?
Yeah, I have the Coffey family. My cousin is.
Okay. You'll be seeing them.
Oh yeah, I've already popped in and had a
And you're home for Easter. Is that the occasion?
Well, I have to go back to London tomorrow morning.
Oh, okay.
So, but I came to see you. I've been trying to see your show for 4 or 5 years, and I keep missing you.
Yeah.
I missed you.
Would you mind taking that look of disappointment off your face?
Sorry, Joe, I can't put it on. Anyway.
Well, you're very welcome, Dave. It's great to see you.
Oh,
brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, you're very kind. David Whelan, you haven't been to Carrick for 30 years, but you're going to, when you come back the next time, on your way to Carrick, you can stop in the Tullfarrass House Hotel. You're staying there in Bleston County, Wicklow, and it's a one night stay for two people.
My gosh, Joe. Okay,
so it's me
you.
And you, David.
Oh, gosh, Joe. You might
what do you like
that, Joe.
David Whelan, thank you very much. Who have we got here? Maisie. Okay, Maisie. Who's Maisie?
Joe.
Oh, yeah, Maisie has a joke. Go ahead, Maisie, take your time.
So, Bob says to Jerry, Bob, there's something spelled in my cereal. And Jerry says, what does it say, Bob? And Bob says, it says, ooh. And Bob says, that's because you're eating Cheerios, you silly Billy.
Cheerios, okay.
I only know 25 letters of the alphabet, but I don't know why.
Ah, I like it, I like it, I like it. And you give me a Leitrim bracelet. But there's my name, and in case I get lost, and I go up to the matron and say, what's my name? And it's JD. Thank you so much. That's Maisie and Amelia. And you're going straight up to Gerard Anthony Menswear Superstore in the Mulvey Centre by Road, Carrick. You're getting four vouchers here for Leitrim jerseys. Okay? And Leitrim merchandise. There you are. Share that between you. It's Maisie and Amelia. And I should mention the Dublin Road. What was the name of that person that helped you out there this morning, Packy? Noel?
Sweeney.
Noel Sweeney. Okay, well, thanks to Noel Sweeney, all his wonderful staff, Brendan, all the staff who helped out our wonderful Packy O'Callaghan this morning. Packy, before the break, do us a bit of aiming.
Sure.
Anyway, okay.
It was always a mystery to me how the women got on before the looking glass was invented. Indeed, some of the men too, they're often in front of it. Well, the looking glass was invented, and there was one man, he was living in an out-of-the-way place, and he was dull of the fact of the invention of the looking glass, until one day, availing himself of the cheap fare to travel out, he went into the big city on an excursion, and he was walking down the main street, and he knocked across this emporium. And inside the window of the emporium, there was a bunch of shiny things, little oblongs, no bigger now than a small cigarette package. So he took hold of one of the shiny things. He put it that way in front of his face and, oh, says he, picture of my father, wherever they got it. And he said to the girl behind the counter, he said, how much are them going for? Oh, it was only a trifle. And he said, and where did he get them? Where did they come from? She said, they came from London. London, sissy? My father was never in London. Unless, no, he passed that way on his way to heaven. So he bought what he thought was a picture of the father. and he buried it deep inside the inside pocket of the coat, and he was very careful not to let the wife see it, for indeed she didn't have the same respect for the father-in-law, which of them have. And every chance he'd get, he'd be taking out this, whatever it was, and admiring the picture of the father that was dead now for some time. And of course, this was driving the wife half daft. And one day her chance came, was it, what was it, but a neighbor's chimney to catch fire. And when your man heard all the hill go here, he darted out and he forgot to take the coat. He was no sooner gone than her ladyship dived into the pocket and took out the looking glass. And she put it that way in front of her face, and who's this old hairpin? Says, and indeed, wherever he met her, she's no great shakes. If that's what's drawing him into the city, I'll soon put a halt to his gallop. Putting on her hat and coat and heading off over to the presbytery. Well, when Father John heard her story, you could knock him down with the feather, for he said he knew her husband very well, that he was a nice, quiet, pious, devout man. God help your head, Father, she said. He has me fooled up to the balls of me eyes. And what's more, he's hanging around with strange women from the town. Oh, said Father John, that'd be a nice headline to be giving my congregation. I'll have to go over and reprimand him. Well, when your man saw the latch lifting in the door and the parish priest standing in the frame, he was hoping a hole had come in the ground and swallow him. Hand me out that picture of that strange woman you're carrying around in your pocket. That's not a picture of any woman. That's a picture of my father. What, says your one, with a dress on him? Hand me out that picture. And Father John, he took hold of the looking glass and he put it that way in front of his face, and he got a fit of laughing. And you know what, Sissy, the two of you would want to have your heads examined. Isn't this the parish priest that was here before me?
Brilliant. Morgan Freeman interviews the outbreak. Quickly. Morgan Freeman introduced the outbreak.
Well, we did Morgan Freeman already. Okay. I think we should do someone else. Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. We're going to the ad break. We're here in Leitrim. We're having a great time in Carrick on Shannon.
Back after this.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Indeed, the Landmark Hotel here in Carrick-on-Shannon. Best of luck to Leitrim on Saturday. Sharon Mannion, Doc Savage, Paddy O'Callaghan, Seamus O'Rourke, the wonderful Al Foran, and of course the magical June Rogers. Eleanor and Mike Hanrahan will be in the Abbey Hotel in Roscommon tonight with Mick Handley. There's a lineup: Mick Handley, Charlie McGettigan, and Leo Logan as part of the Festival Folk. And Eleanor and Mike are running a summer series of concerts in the Mike Harn Lodge in Ballinasloe. 8 concerts on ElnorShanley.ie. On sound today, Damon Gavigan, Damien Chanels, Dave Gibson, National Grufferty. Today's producer were Hilary Jones, Sean O'Gorman, Annette Egan, and Owen McLaughlin back in Dublin. And to play us out, the wonderful and goodbye. Goodbye from Carrick. And up Leitrim. Up Leitrim. Eleanor and Mike.
Farewell to cold winter. Now summer's come at last. Nothing I have gained but my true love I have lost. I'll sing and I'll be happy like a bird upon a tree. For since he deceived me, I care no more for he. Let him go, let him tarry, let him sink or let him swim. He doesn't care for me if I don't care for him. Well, he can go and find another, and I hope she'll bring him joy. For I'm going to marry and tell her better life. He wrote me a letter saying he was very bad. I wrote him back another saying I was very glad.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Harry Curry. Elevate your bedroom with our fresh new bedding designs and colours, in store and online at harrycurry.com.
0818 715 815 stays open until 3:15 p.m. or email joe@rte.ie.